I've always, our experience is if you're going to get him, you better get him early because he's really tough. The later the game gets, the tougher he gets. So I thought he pitched a good game.
Yeah, you know, it seems like he was 0-1, 0-2 to most guys. You know, he threw a lot of changeups first pitch for strikes, and that's a pitch you don't really want to go after. And he was able to command that and the big curveball for, you know, early on for strikes, and it just puts you in the hole, and he's able to throw that, you know, 95 mile an hour fastball to where he wants to, and, you know, he was tough today.
Yeah, you got your hits. How do you describe being in the kind of groove you're in?
It's one of the things, just the same approach every bat. Don't try and do too much. Just try and stay confident and trust myself.
Is this maybe one of the best grooves you've ever been in that's sustained over several weeks?
Hey, I guess so. But, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, me and Kevin Seizer, we have a plan, we have an approach. And I'm not trying to do too much up there. I'm a third hitter, but I feel like I'm a leadoff hitter too. So I'm not trying to be too much. I'm just trying to go out there and just have good at-bats.
It wasn't really aggressive a whole lot on the first pitch, and I noticed that in the third. And so I was trying to get ahead of him quickly and then throw some pitches in the strike zone that goes out of strike zone late. I thought in a sixth inning, slowed down a little bit, and I was thinking about going. I mean, they were going to put me back in the eighth and then take me out for the lefties coming up, but it worked out well. Lindstrom hadn't thrown in a couple of days, and Lyon hasn't either, so worked out pretty well.